FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Jacana Hester from the town of Fort Mill swings by our microphones once a week. She is the events coordinator for the town to let us know what we need to do to stay active and have fun in the town of Fort Mill. Good morning to you, Jacana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Fran, what is going up? I see a date on the calendar for Friday, August the 18th.
Yes, this Friday night we are having Tribute Fest. Our evening's going to kick off with Greggy and the Jets at 6 p.m. That's an Elton John tribute band.
It's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Such great music. And then at following that, we're going to have On the Border, which is the Eagles tribute band. So it's going to be just a great lineup of music this Friday. And it's going to be at the Fort Mill Amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park, 345 North White Street. We'll have food trucks there. And then we just ask everybody just to bring a chair or blanket, just hang out and enjoy a beautiful evening. The weather's supposed to be good. The humidity's gone down a little bit, so we're happy about
that. That's right. That's right.
And all of our rules, parking information, all of that is on our town website.
And Jacana, that addition of the new amphitheater is such a game changer for y'all. We were lucky enough during the Strawberry Festival to go do the radio show from that stage or that venue, and it's so nice.
It is so beautiful, and now we have a brand new playground out there.
Yes.
And it's just a very popular park.
Have you been able to do more because it's a controlled environment now? Other than that, you would have to bring in like a makeshift stage
right.
and have to have a changing room, and you could do it, but this is a one-stop shop. Everything is all right there. Literally all you do, if you're an artist, you plug it in and you go, right? And you got changing rooms.
And there's nice bathrooms.
We have a dressing room.
Okay.
All of the artists are really excited about having that dressing room.
It's great.
Okay, now, Jacana, before we get into the scarecrows, which, again, can't believe we're already talking about that. We started talking about it last time you were here. Now, I saw you dressed as like a star from the 1980s.
Yes.
Now, what was that on? She looked good, too. I spot you. I found you before anyone else in that picture. I went straight to you. There's Jacana. There's my friend right there. So what was that about? It was the 80s versus the 90s?
Right. So in September 23rd, we're going to be having Decades Night, and we let the public vote on what movie we were going to show. We had a top three from the 80s and a top three from the 90s, and then we let our community weigh in on that. And so we flipped a coin last Friday to determine if it was going to be the 80s movie or the 90s movie. And the 80s won. We're going to be showing Back to the Future.
Chris Miller. That'll be right up his alley.
He loves Back to the Future. It's his favorite movie.
So. Yeah, so town staff, we had an 80s team and a 90s team.
That's
everybody dressed up. Yeah, we have a great crew.
Y'all
they just had so much fun with it.
Really good. And I do notice that. That happens a lot. So when you have something in common like that and it's a friendly competition and everyone gets on board, it was a great picture. But don't worry, you were our favorite. We found you first, for sure.
Okay. We had some great ones.
Okay. Well, we still have the farmer's market happening before we get to scarecrows. I'm trying to hold off as much as I can because
I
love scarecrows. I just don't want it to be that time of the year. Okay. The farmer's market continues every Saturday through October the 28th.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. At Veterans Park, 106 North White Street, we have produce, meats, olive oils, cheese, you name it, it's out there. Just come and enjoy and just great, all those great products.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why you're shaking your head.
I love Halloween
fun.
And I love scarecrows.
You love Halloween.
I just can't believe we're already here.
Yeah, summer's over. That's what you're sad about.
Summer's over.
So this coming Monday, August the 21st, scarecrow registration begins.
Right.
But that's probably because you always have so many, and you can talk to us about that. It's a good problem to have.
Right. Yeah, we try to have around 150. We usually end up with a waiting list.
That's right.
But registrations, we accept some sponsors for that event, and the registrations and sponsorship applications will be on the town website beginning Monday at fortmillsc.gov. And we just line the streets of downtown Fort Mill. They're in Millstone Park. Mm-hmm. Last year, we started a new thing, stretching them into Walter Elijah Park.
That's right. And a little pass, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and they were around the trail,
around the
too.
Walking path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this year, we are going to put a few down Tom Hall Street as well, just because we are have so many businesses in our community now and in the downtown area, and we've really created more of a downtown corridor versus, you know, just one downtown, you know, Main Street. There's just so many great businesses around.
Right.
So we're trying to include more of that.
That's great.
And we'll be stretching them a little bit further.
Well, you're going to get more people to sign up, and you need to sign up now because it will – they'll reach their capacity pretty quickly.
Yes.
And there's so many different contests, as you've alluded to before, and that you can compete in. So there's great. Yep. And then we'll wrap up with the Fall Festival.
Yes. Planning. And registrations will begin for that. The next Monday, August 25th, we'll be accepting vendor applications for that. And just looking forward to a great day in October 21st for the Fort Mill Fall Festival.
Man.
We're here.
That's it.
I know. It's so hard to believe.
And then we'll be talking about Christmas.
Yes.
And the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Right. Already planning that, too.
So. Oh, God.
You are on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, you work ahead in your seasons, don't you?
Right.
Everyone else is celebrating summer, and you're like, I'm already planning for Christmas.
Exactly.
You and your staff, you all do a fantastic job over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to see what you all have been able to accomplish over the last couple of years. Of course, with the addition of the new amphitheater there at Walter Elijah Park has really just elevated your game for sure.
Yes. Yeah, it's just a great community. We have great town staff, and we're just very fortunate.
Okay.
It's great.
Well, Jaconna Hester again is with the town of Fort Mill as the events coordinator. It